Hi, this is Carrie.
And this is Kathy.
And welcome to Naturally. Tonight, we are doing our first one shot.
That means that we are no cuts, no edits. Starting the clock.
We got 20 minutes for this show.
We're going.
Okay. Let's do it. So tonight we are excited because we're not going to share a long story. We're not going to share a specific place per se, but instead we're going to venture into what our little park interpreter hearts really love.
Into the night.
Yes.
Go for it. Call it out.
Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? Ah.
I am not good at doing the calls at all. But for those of you that are familiar, we're going to talk about
owls,
friends.
We're going to talk about owls tonight. I'm so excited.
But yeah, I was just thinking about this the other day, that I am not good at making the owl call. And I don't really want to conquer the barred owl call. I want to conquer the barn owl call. But we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Do you have these calls on your phone, like, ready to go?
Oh, snap. I'm about to.
Okay, well, let's get started. And then we'll jump into the call.
Actually, you might have to get it on yours since I've got the...
Oh, yeah, I can get it on my phone. I can get it on my phone. That's no big deal at all.
So, as soon as Carrie decided, hey, which you kind of with this, you were kind of joking, right?
Yeah, this episode 100% started out as a joke because I texted Kathy and said, LOL, why don't we do a podcast all about owls?
And then I sent back a theme and some things and I was like, let's go, because I love owls so much.
Oh, we're basically going to do an owl prowl. Minus the prowl. Maybe at the end of this, we just challenge you to go outside and listen for an owl, because that's about the best we can do for you here.
Well, and again, we said that we are kind of shifting away from talking about specific parks, but an owl prowl is something that for so many parks is so special. Just because, you know, parks are all about preserving those outdoor spaces and what makes those wild spaces special. And in the night, when you go on owl prowls, you, with the sense of sight, I guess, removed, and it kind of makes you focus that bubble, I think, a little bit closer inward. So it kind of helps you stay in that space a little bit.
Yeah. Makes you focus on the things around you a little more. We're so distracted by a lot of things that at an owl prowl, you are where you are.
There's something special about it.
I like it.
So, to start us off, I have a quote that I had to share as soon as Carrie was like, hey, owl prowl.
Sarcastically. Mind you.
I started with a quote and I was like, heck yes, we're doing this.
Oh my gosh.
So the quote is, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
When the owl sings, the night is silent.
Ooh.
And like, how indicative, because I feel like everyone remembers their first owl prowl and then hearing the owl call back. And just like that moment, there's like a brief moment of silence before everyone's like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear it? You know, like 100%.
It's magical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magical time.
So our theme for tonight, because interpreters, we got to have a theme.
We got a theme, y'all.
We got to have a theme. So for such a silent creature, owls leave a large impact.
Good one. That's a good one.
Okay. So when you go on owl prowl, right, you're usually going to find a lot more than you expect. And we started this talking a little bit about the owl calls.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I were to pretend you know nothing.
Okay. I'm dumb.
Your face is not going slack enough for me. But.
Okay. I know nothing. I'm sorry, I can't.
Carrie, what sound does an owl make?
Hoot, hoot.
Hoot, hoot. Hoot, hoot, who let the owls out?
Hoot,
hoot, hoot, hoot, who let the owls out?
Yes.
Anyways, we're live. But there's a lot more to owls than the who.
Yes, right? There are.
In case you didn't know, listeners, we have four
Yeah, we have four kinds of owls in the state of Arkansas. Four. And they're all unique. Mm-hmm. They all have a different call. They all look different. They're different sizes. Mm-hmm. They eat a variety of different things. They're all totally different, but they are all owls, which means they have some similar characteristics, such as they all have sharp talons.
Nice.
Okay, they have like four little talons on the end of their feet so they can swoop down and pick up prey. Very, very good since, you know, they have to eat at night. Mm-hmm. Well, before they can pick up the prey, they need to be able to get to their prey. So they have really silent wings. I always used to kind of compare it to like a fringe-like mm-hmm. material.
Where they don't make like the whooshing noise.
Yeah, so owls are very silent. I've talked to hunters before that were sitting in the stand, and they said they didn't hear anything, and then they look behind them, and then there's an owl right there. They're very, very silent creatures. Also, before the owls can fly down to their prey and pick it up with their talons, they also have to have really, really good eyesight. So owls have really, really good eyesight. If you were to ball up your fists and put them on your mm-hmm. face, that's about the proportion of what their eyes are compared to their head. They have huge eyes.
I learned this the other day, that some owls, you can look in their ears and you can see their eyeball.
That's crazy.
Like, that's how big they are.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine just looking at your ear and then just like an eyeball just being like... Which I don't think they can turn their eyes like that, but...
No, but it's still pretty cool. So even though they're all different, they do have some similar characteristics. Those are just a few of them. We could go deeper, mm-hmm. but we only have 13 minutes left.
Right.
So let's go. Snap.
So let's go. So what's your favorite type of owl? Because we've been talking about the different types and how they all sound different. Because my favorite owl is purely based on the sound. So what's your favorite?
My favorite owl is an Eastern screech owl.
Those are adorable.
And I'm actually going to play a call.
Adorable.
So that's one of their calls. I'm going to see if I can find their...
The trill. Mm-hmm.
I love this kind of owl. They're tiny. They're tiny, tiny. In fact, I had a kid at a program one day, and she raised her hand and she goes, "That's a can owl," because it's about the size.
I use that now too.
Of a can.
Now that you share that story with me.
Yeah. So it's also a can owl. I love screech owls. I saw them all the time whenever I was at Petit Jean. I just think they're so stinking cute. Mm-hmm. And they remind me a little bit of home, so I like them a lot.
Oh, I love that. We have a little screech owl at Frierson. Oh, it's cute. That if you know where to look, it comes back every single year. But I'm not going to share where that's at because we like to keep them cozy in a spot. Mm-hmm. So another owl, the one that since you did a beautiful rendition of its call at the beginning,
I'll play you the song.
Our program. This is not my favorite owl. I must say. But it was one that was very common at Village Creek.
Okay. So do you want me to play the song?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll play another time here. Oh, Aspen's like, wow, I love that sound.
So that is a
barred owl. And it says, "Who cooks for you?" Mm-hmm. Who cooks for you all?
Yeah.
And I think that's another good one. They're cool.
And then, also not my favorite, but the traditional one people usually think of with the hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yep. So we do. Our other owl that we have in Arkansas is...
So there's that classic.
Classic. Hoot. Great horned owl.
So
great horned owl. They have little tufts of... Yeah, hair cute. On they're top cute. Of their head. And they're huge. Cute. They're big. Mm-hmm. Big owls.
So my favorite owl is the last one. The barn owl. Not barred. Barn owl. And Google it right now. That's my challenge. Google a barn owl if you've never seen one, that they have just these beautiful heart-shaped faces that are white and they're lovely. But then you listen to them.
They open up their damn mouth.
They open up their mouth. Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's beautiful.
It's something about, there's something about creatures that don't meet your expectations that I have a fondness for. So that's why that's my favorite one. Because it's this, they're so beautiful and they sound like that. And I feel like I resonate with that.
You do.
Where it's like, you see me and then I just yell at you. And then it goes from there. So I feel
you never
that.
Yelled at me.
No.
You would never.
Well, you know.
We're anyways, friends though.
Skin deep. So yeah. Owls leave a loud impact. Mm-hmm. And so you never quite forget some special owl experiences that you have in your life.
Isn't that the truth?
So this brings us, if we have time for it, to share
9 minutes.
Owl memory. We can go 10 minutes more, I feel like, on this. This is an important
all right. thing. Okay.
Carrie challenged us to be like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
I did
30.
I said 30 and then I changed it to 20.
You said it to 20 and I was like, don't cheat us now. Come on. So favorite owl memory. Go.
My favorite owl memory is I did an owl prowl at Petit Jean one time, and I did lots of owl prowls whenever I worked at Petit Jean, and it was always a lot of fun because lots of people show up. I mean, I had owl prowls where there were 3 people, but also had owl prowls where there were 50 or 60.
That's cool.
And so my favorite memory of an owl prowl was one that we did at Cedar Falls Trail. So we started out in Mather Lodge. Set in the historic Mather Lodge dining area, which is called the CCC room now, and talked about our owls, went through the calls, did all the, you know, the pre-hiking things, hiked down a little ways onto Cedar Falls Trail in the dark, which is always a very magical experience because a lot of people have not been out in the woods in the dark,
mm-hmm.
and that is an experience in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's like a primal thing. Like,
it is. Cool. It is. And we got down there and we started calling for a screech owl because that's always my first owl that I call is a screech owl. They're the smallest. Fun fact, screech owls are a favorite snack of a barred owl. So,
which now I'm having to switch because where I'm at now, there are screech owls, whereas yeah. before there was a ton of barred owls, and I'm so glad I found this out before I called the wrong thing.
Right. So you end up, so I would always try to call a screech owl first, and ended up just like 2 of them came, flew in, was able to point my flashlight, like the oohs and the ahs of people. I loved it. People really, really had a great time. Some people stayed after the program. It was like, that was the best experience. Like, we love Petit Jean, but now, like, this is just such an unforgettable memory for us. And, yeah, I really love that. That's one of my favorite memories of owls. In a positive light, I have lots of favorite memories of owls across the state, but that one's really special for me.
Well, and I love that both of our, I think, favorite memories pair with kind of providing that special moment for other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because mine was, yeah, similar. It was Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. And we were actually not, it was not an owl prowl that we were going on. It was a stargazing program.
Nice.
But like minutes before, I saw a barred owl swoop down. And I was like, oh, here we go. That, you know.
Nature hits
and you got to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told them kind of, hey, I just saw a barred owl. Let's try to call it.
Yeah.
And did. Called back. And then we get another one. Like you said,
ooh.
We get 2. And barred owl, so it's got like the who cooks for you, the who cooks, and they're going. And then you start to hear the other one shift. And if you know anything about barred owls, there's the classic like who cooks for you, but then there's also something called the monkey
mm-hmm.
call.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find it.
And what's the most friendly way to describe the monkey call?
I don't know.
It's like So we hear these two owls getting closer and closer, and then suddenly you hear that, and you hear, like, this rustling. And these Girl Scouts are like, what's happening? I'm like, oh, you know.
Love,
sweetheart. Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
It's mating and season, baby.
They ate it up. Because they were older Scouts, so they were old enough. And, oh, man, they laughed about that the whole entire night. And they didn't remember one star that we talked about, I can tell you. But they remembered that. And it was...
That's awesome.
I love that memory. I love it so much. So, yeah, for such a silent creature, owls lead a loud impact.
Yes.
And sometimes... on owl prowls, things stay silent and the owls don't show up, right?
So that's the thing about an owl prowl is that, like, the really good ones are whenever an owl did show up, but we don't really talk about the ones where they didn't show up because it normally wasn't that great of a time. Like, you still shared a good program. You still had a good time with people.
But you know what can make it a better time?
Oh, I do.
Is some good owl jokes.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite one? Don't steal mine. I have one in my head.
So, oh, man. I'm going to have to bleep it, though.
I already said a bad word. So
I know.
Okay.
Well, you do this and tell me if I have to bleep it. So, what do you call... an owl that sees a large wall containing a body of water?
I don't know.
Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, no.
I've got them ready. There's some that I don't have memorized, but I got them ready.
I went
to town.
I have one memorized.
Yeah.
What do you call an owl on owl...
Crime.
No. Shooting.
I don't know.
A drive-by hooting. You got another?
This one, okay. This is for my Harry Potter fans.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I'm sorry what I'm about to do to you. How long does an owl live?
I don't know.
6.5 books.
Aw, that was mean.
I love dark jokes like that. I'm sorry.
That was mean.
I love that.
What's a barn owl's favorite subject at school?
Arithmetic.
Algebra.
I was so close.
How did you forget this?
I was so close. That counts. I'm counting that.
Okay, I agree.
What do you call an owl with a low voice?
I don't know.
A growl. So when in doubt, or when you don't hear an owl,
tell a joke.
Joke it out.
Tell a joke, because that's how you're going to get people to like you at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they've come to this, like, special thing. And no, there's usually other things that you can get creative with in the night. I would say that's why I have stargazing. I always would take folks to the same area that we would stargaze, because if you didn't see one, hopefully you'll see the other.
Right, yeah. But I love, they're the best, though, owls. Mm-hmm. Love them.
So before we wrap this up, anything else that we want to add about owls?
Man, so before Kathy kind of wraps this up here, I just want to challenge everybody to, and I've literally challenged people to do this. If you message me on Following the Fernway that you're going to a specific park, the one thing that I will tell you to do is... go to arkansasstateparks.com/events, see what events they're doing the weekend, the week that you're going to that park, and if they're doing an owl prowl, go to it.
I say that's literally how I was going to close it.
That's it. Like, that's...
Make some connections to owls by visiting a park near you. That events page, man. Because, yeah, it is... They are happening out there, because it's one of... Mm-hmm. It's my favorite program to do.
Yeah, I mean...
I know that, so I'm sure it's other people's favorites, and so...
It's a guaranteed winner, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to a park that has a nature focus of any sort, then it's just a great, great thing to go do. I love it. We love owls. We are going to wrap this up in 20 minutes.
I feel like we should wrap this up with our favorite owl impression. You already did yours.
Okay, what's yours?
I'm going to embarrass mine. Well, I feel like I have to do the barn owl, but I'm going to butcher it.
Lord.
Why are you closing your ears?
Rude. You're going to scream.
Bye!